Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
Let's talk frankly about the weight loss jab. An alarming recent Telegraph article had the quote, "I'd estimate that at least 50% of the over 45s I know are on Ozempic, Wegovy or Rybelsus, which are brand names to the weight loss jab."
We're not surprised people are opting for this. We can see the attraction because we're in a society of quick fixes and avoiding responsibility. So here's our bold, passionate counter-argument and some strong reasons why this is something you should avoid at all costs.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. And Lola has joined us. She's decided to jump on my lap, so she might have a word in a minute.
So today we are talking weight loss jabs. You cannot move for seeing adverts and press pieces about the miraculous weight loss jabs that are out there. But are they the answer or not? We'll be talking about that.
Well, you can imagine what our thoughts are if you've listened to any of our podcasts at all. You'll probably understand where we might be going with this. But yeah, like James said, everywhere in London, outside pretty much every pharmacy, there's get your weight loss jab here. Roll up. Let's inject ourselves. Anyway, before we dive into that, what have we been up to?
Well, we were very privileged to go to Goldsmiths Hall in the City of London and pick up our warrants for membership of the Guild of Freemen.
This feels like ages ago.
As you might regularly know, we were lucky enough to be granted the freedom of the City of London, which goes back to, I think, like the 1200s. There's a Guild of Freemen, which is for the guild for people who have the freedom. And now we're now members of that, which means in September we can drive some sheep across London Bridge, which I'm really looking forward to. But in all seriousness, it's amazing to go and have like quite a formal and historic ceremony and be handed your warrant and all the rest of it.
It might not float people's boat, but it really does us. And thank goodness I met someone else that was as geeky as I am around all of this. And actually take a real sense of pride in our history here in London. And we were wondering, because we both got our warrants at the same time, we were wondering how many other husband and wife teams have got their warrants at the same time. I wonder if you must be amongst the few.
I don't know. There's only around 2,000 free men in London, well, in the world. If there are any other couples that are free men, let us know.
Yeah, so we can drive the sheep across London Bridge. And we can pee in the street, apparently, and we can draw our sword. I wouldn't like to
only within
try
the square mile of the city, though.
Yes, that's right. But even in the square mile of the city, I don't think I'm going to be squatting to have a pee pee.
Well, I think if you pull a sword these days, you'll be in a world of trouble. Yeah.
Right, that's what else have we been up to? Well, we have been, like we always do, we're always evolving, always thinking about what we can do next to make sure that we are evolving as a business and we're able to serve as many midlifers in the best way as possible. So we've been working on lots of projects. We've got an amazing, we have talked about this a couple of times, but it's not ready yet, but it's about to be. She keeps saying, we've got an amazing quiz called the Midlife Health and Happiness Quiz, and it's going to be available to everyone to have a look at where they are on the scale of midlife health and happiness. And we're going to be tapping into where there might be some gaps in your knowledge and some strategies that you might be doing or not doing at the moment, and then offering you via a PDF and a video personalised to your results, some things that you can take away to start doing. So we've been working on this for a good few months. I would like to say three, but it's actually more like six. And this is going to be, it's going to be really, really, really amazing for people to dive in. It's all going to be for free, of course. And that's going to be available in the next week or so.
It is. And that makes me up. We've decided we don't talk enough about the Midlife Method, which is the programme we actually offer. So what is the Midlife Method?
We don't talk about it at
Quite
all.
Quite simply, it is for midlifers who would like to swerve the burnout, anxiety and weight gain and reclaim their passion, energy and purpose.
Yeah, and it's been going for 3 years now, and we've taken hundreds of midlifers through it. It's very, very exciting. And they've got, here's the thing, yes, they've got phenomenal physical results, okay? So we've added in there that, of course, it is a little bit about how we feel in our own skin. It's about dropping some weight that might be holding us down, holding us back for feeling comfortable in our own skin. But more than that, it's about bringing in the mindset stuff. The self-awareness, the self-identity, the beliefs, the behaviours, the habits that might be holding us back. And actually to really unpick that and rewire your brain for sustainable success. Because actually this leads into what we're going to talk about today. If you are just doing all these external actions and you're picking things in isolation, at some point it's all going to fall down. This is why we have the six pillars to midlife health and happiness, which is what the Midlife Method is based on. Because everything has to be integrated. We are holistic beings. In order for success in health and happiness to be long term, we need to have these six pillars dialed in. And the foundation of that is mindset. And this is where we're in a world now where it's all about the quick fix, all about the things externally that we can do. And we fail to look at our own, the story we tell ourselves about what is true for ourselves and our life. And this is the mindset, self-identity piece, the rewiring of the brain. And that's what our clients come out saying. We've had various clients recently just say to us, yeah, I've got the amazing results. You know, we've had someone lose 20 pounds in 8 weeks off of a Midlife Method program.
Which is amazing.
Amazing. But more than that, she has given herself permission to prioritize herself like everyone does. They've built new habits. They've built discipline. And that, you know, leaks positively into all other areas of your life. So this is not weight loss. It's not fitness. It's not just nutrition. It is a complete overhaul and reinvention of your midlife. And we're so excited about the work we've been doing on making that program better and better and better over the years. And if you are listening to this and you want an integrated approach, you're sick of the quick fixes and trying to figure things out in isolation, what you need is us. What you need is the Midlife Method, and we want to hear from you because this is our service to you. This is our mission. So reach out. The links, I'll put the link to actually contact us if you're interested and you have any questions. I'll put the link in the show notes as always. Get in touch with us if you want to know more.
And that brings us nicely to this subject today, which is about the weight loss jab. Now, you're probably going to know these by one of their brand names. There's actually a few different out there. The two most common are Ozempic and Wegovy. Now, these are drugs, those are the brand names. It's actually, the drug itself is called semaglutide. So what that does, it mimics the hormone GLP-1, which basically encourages insulin production. Now, this category of drug was originally devised to treat diabetes, but I realized that a side effect of it was very rapid weight loss. So no surprise, we're seeing lots of celebrities jump on this, and, you know, anecdotally, The Telegraph, other papers have been running stories about it, going, oh, you know, in midlifers are just like lapping this drug up, because you can basically go and get it on private prescription. So I believe the case at the moment is the NHS will only prescribe it for people with quite severe diabetes who are dangerously obese. But because of so many people taking it privately, there's actually like a waiting list for the drug. So people who have got diabetes, yes, can't get treatment.
Yes, absolutely ridiculous.
So I get it, guys.
How bad is
guys
that?
Guys and girls, you can take this drug. You can take this jab. Pop into your pharmacy or your private clinic. You pay, a few hundred pounds for a course. Get your needle and start sticking yourself every day or on different periods. Different drugs have different protocols, but you are essentially injecting yourself. Now, essentially what this does, as I said, is increase your insulin response. So basically, your metabolism starts to run faster, but it actually slows also the emptying of the bowels. So it's slowing the digestive process while making more, producing more insulin. So you lose weight really fast. A lot of users report like, oh, I've just got no appetite at all. It's fantastic. So essentially, you eat less. When you do eat, it stays in your digestive tract far, far longer. So you feel fuller and your metabolism's running to actually burn fat. Now, the thing is, although it is effective for weight loss, you know, in WeGovy trials, respondents lost 2 stone in 15 months. But remember, these were dangerously obese people. There are some side effects which are not often talked about. A lot of users report things like nausea, constipation, diarrhea, gut issues, sleepiness during the day. Actually, if you look at how it works, how it activates on the body, that's hardly a surprise. Like, a lot of users find those symptoms so bad, they actually discontinue the drug.
Well, we both saw a recent Telegraph article which was titled, Half the Men I Know Are Using Ozempic to Lose Weight. And it had the quote, I'd estimate that at least 50% of the over 45, so this is our category, are on this, WeGovy, or how do you pronounce this other one? Ribulus. That's another brand. So you've got these three bands, and the...
There are loads more coming out. There are loads more...
jumping on the bandwagon.
In development, so there's going to be like actual plethora of these brands available.
Of course there will be. So that's nuts, isn't it? Estimating there are at least 50% of the over 45s on this drug already. I mean, that just utterly shocks me. Because yet again, I mean, we're going to dive into this a little bit more, but yet again, the reason we are doing this podcast is because we are utterly sick of these quick fixes to a bigger problem. This is a much bigger problem than just obesity, than just being overweight. There are habitual reasons. There are mindset reasons. There are behavioural reasons that people are becoming more obese in society. We can't just keep sticking sticky plasters or sticking needles in people to help with this like epidemic of overweight and obese people. I don't understand what is going on here, and it really, really frustrates me, and it makes me very, very emotional, because there are people like us that are, and so many other people that are trying to educate people on lifestyle factors. It is within your control. Yes, there are things like, of course, hormones play a role. Of course, to a degree, certain genetics might play a role. But that does not make us helpless. And it does not make us step back and not take responsibility for the lifestyle things that we can start taking control of, so we don't have to be on medication and sticking chemicals in our body for the rest of our life.
Well, it runs a little deeper than that as well. So many of you won't know, but if you attempt to run ads on social media channels like Facebook,
oh, of course,
it's very, very hard. There's certain language you won't like. You can't use phrases like weight loss or fat loss, because it's triggering to people. So if you're actually trying to provide a sensible, authentic approach to that, you have to be very careful with the advertising you're using. Right now, you'll see ads on Facebook, I've seen them, where it says, obesity isn't a result of lifestyle, it's a disease and needs a pharmaceutical intervention, and it's actually selling the jab on Facebook. So explain to me how we've got to the point where you can't offer kind of mainstream, sensible weight loss advice that is around lifestyle adaptations, but you can offer a drug treatment.
Well, I can tell you exactly
follow
why.
The money, Claire.
Follow the money.
Let's
follow the pharmaceutical, shall we?
Both Weight Watchers and Noom have invested in telehealth providers that prescribe these drugs. The idea being that they now control that chain as well. They can prescribe these drugs along with their protocols. Which asks a question like, how well can Weight Watchers or Noom work if they're now thinking they need anti-obesity drugs to go with their protocols?
Well, we know the answer to that as well, basically, because, again, these companies keep you locked into a never-ending cycle of having to keep going back to your weigh-ins. Mm. They don't give you knowledge. They don't give you. They don't empower you with nutritional knowledge, the right nutritional knowledge. I know this because my lovely mum has been on Slimming World before and Weight Watchers, and I've seen the absolute nonsense they teach people, like SINs. I mean, psychologically, how are they going about helping people in the long term when they're saying, oh, you can have certain amount of sins every day, or you can, this is free food, and that includes potatoes, pasta, fruit, just free food. You can eat it whenever you want and as much as you want. I mean, this is insanity. So it does not surprise me in the slightest that these corrupt businesses, these corrupt diet companies that keep you locked in, they're multi-billion companies, are now taking on the weight loss jab because they think they can make more money. They're not interested in helping people in the long term with their health. They just don't care because it's all about making the money.
Which leads us nicely to, I think, one of the first major problems with this class of drugs.
Well, the first problem is that the studies have shown quite clearly, obviously, that once respondents stop taking the drug, as there hasn't been any behavioural intervention, any mindset stuff, any looking at the habits, looking at the emotional side, the emotional relationship we have with food.
Looking at starting exercise.
Exercise, being careful what you eat. Guess what, team? The weight comes back on. And then we need another course of the drug. And again, this is what is already happening. We're seeing this happening with people already. The pounds come back on. There's panic. I don't need to go and learn about exercise. I don't need to learn. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to take responsibility at all. The pounds come back on. It's time to order some more. So you are literally locking yourself into a lifetime of drug usage and fluctuating weight and misery, quite frankly, because you're going to be always obsessing about it and you'll never learn how to create balance and like heal your relationship with food.
This is one of the criticisms of it being made available. So WeGovy, I believe, is a brand being made available on the NHS for extremely obese people. One of the criticisms leveled at it is it will only be available for 2 years. After that, they won't provide a repeat prescription. And all the research says that after 2 years, that weight will come back. So,
how unethical is that?
I know.
How
well,
unethical.
It's a quick fix. It's a sticking plaster fix.
Two years, then see ya.
Yeah.
Off you go. We teach people how to change their lives for good.
Exactly.
How about people get us on the NHS?
Well, that would be a great thing.
Yeah.
I think the problem is, the brutal truth is, Claire, many people are too lazy or don't lack the discipline to make the lifestyle adjustments that will get them long-term results.
I'm not surprised, because this is being pushed in our faces all the time. Quick fix, quick fix, quick fix. And it's just making us a whole society of people that are lazy and not taking responsibility for their own health.
And there's another kind of side effect that's being talked about as well, that's being labelled in social media, Ozempic face. And this is like the rapid weight loss means you're also using a lot of elastin from your skin and collagen from your skin. And coupled with rapid weight loss, lots of users are ending up looking like really gaunt.
Skeletal.
And hollowed out in the face.
Skeletal.
So they're then going for fillers. They're going to aesthetic surgeons having fillers to correct like the weight loss in their face, to put their cheeks plumped back out again.
So it goes on.
So we see how we're getting potentially in quite a disturbing cycle there. But I think from our perspective, by far the biggest concern for this, particularly for midlife users, is that, yeah, users lose fat, but very clear, this is a weight loss drug. They also lose muscle mass. And I mean, if you're losing weight at that rate, if your appetite is suppressed, so you're not eating enough nutrients, then you are going to lose muscle mass. Now, at midlife, if you're a regular listener to this, you know you're already losing your muscle after the hormonal changes we experience, both men and women, means that our muscle mass is decreasing. By taking this, you're effectively accelerating that at a very, very fast rate. So, you know, we want to be preserving the muscle we've got. In fact, we want to actually, where we can, be building new muscle. We're going to accelerate that loss. Of course, another reason why the weight rebounds is we have less muscle when we finish a course of it. So our metabolic rate is lower because muscle is metabolically active.
That's what I was about to say.
So that means when we start eating, in inverted commas, normally again, you know, our metabolism is running at a far lower rate. So you end up like thin, but weak, which is not what we need at midlife.
Do you know what? It might be all, excuse my language, shits and giggles right now, but like put yourself in another 10 years, another 20 years down the line. What do you think your body is going to be like internally, structurally? Muscular-wise, bone density-wise, if we haven't learnt how to utilise lifestyle modifications to make sure that we have strength, resilience, health internally when we age. Because, you know, we can all live longer now. There are multiple ways we can all live longer, but the quality of our life, dare we say it, because so many more of us are obese and overweight, the quality of our life is decreasing. So what do you want? Do you want to be skinny now and then frail later and actually not live a good quality of life with those people you love? Or learn the fundamental basics. Learn how to reclaim your health and happiness. Learn how to be disciplined. It's not something that some of us have or some of us don't. It's a skill that we need to cultivate. So learn the discipline of healthier eating, moving our body in a way that's enjoyable to you. Learn about this stuff. Learn about your glorious body so that it sees you through the rest of your life. Mm. Not just, honestly, not just keep disrespecting it. And this is disrespectful to the one home we ever have. It really frustrates me. So, you know, if you're tempted by this jab and you're listening to this, and we do get why you would be, but hopefully this very emboldened, passionate podcast has made you ask, what's that longer term goal beyond that weight loss? You know, do you want to be strong? Do you want to actually build a better relationship with food? Do you want to know and connect with your own body? Do you want a sense of pride about what you've achieved? Because here's the thing, I promise you, if you take that jab and you lose weight, there will not be a sense of pride for yourself because you're cheating. We know we're cheating ourselves. We know that actually, if there's certain things that we could put into place in our life, we would feel a way greater sense of pride. We would feel like we have done what we said we were going to do. There is something fundamentally wrong when we know we've cheated ourselves. Our soul knows it. Our soul knows it. And yeah, okay, being thinner for a little while might give you your kicks, but it won't give you long-term satisfaction and health.
Mm. Amen to that. So, you know, just have a think. Do you want to make healthy choices and build like a strong future for yourself, or do you want to be dependent on a jab for the rest of your life?
So if you're listening to this, this is your opportunity to join us, to join this kind of midlife revolution that we are creating, and we are going to be building on this more and more and more as we step actually into our own power about saying what we think and feel about what's going on out there in our industry and out there in society and out there in the world. Because we're not going to sit back and just watch and watch all of this happen to everyone, because that is not who we are. So if this resonates with you, you're in the right place, you're with the right people, you need to get in touch, because we want every single midlifer, as many as possible, to know this stuff, like our other clients, for life. This is changing your life from the inside out, not just some little quick fix or things in isolation that you're trying to figure out all out yourself. So there we are.
Mm.
Join us, get in contact with us. We are sending you
so much love.
So much
until
love.
Until next time. And because actually, we've got some amazing guests coming up, haven't
we? We've got some amazing, amazing guests. Hopefully, you all have checked out
David Robson.
David Robson, which is about expectation effects. We've had Liz Earle. Loads of people said, oh my goodness, I've got a girl crush on Liz Earle. I have a girl crush on Liz Earle. But we've got some amazing interviews coming up, actually, we haven't even done yet, but some in the bank that we've already recorded that we can't wait to share.
Mm. So until next time,
sending love.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.